You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison. Hey everybody, you're listening to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers everything from Angleman to Zebra Man, both DC supervillains. Trust me, just look it up. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
Oh boy, do we have a great show for you this week. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, but before we get into the news, let's do some stuff we've been checking out.
Well, we got Rock Band the other night.
Rock Band 4, yeah, that just came out on Tuesday.
Back from the dead.
Yeah, or back from the plastic instrument game crash of 2009.
Of '09.
Of '09.
20XX.
Discarded plastic instruments, as far as the eye could see. They were
They were
shoveling them out of driveways.
It was a dark time.
Yeah.
So how was it? How was the game?
It's Rock Band. It's practically the same as it was before, now with better graphics.
That's cool.
Like it never left.
Yeah. Which it was about time. I mean, I was definitely up for some Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't played in so long. All my Beatles instruments are up in my closet.
Like this, not single player mode, because it's not single player, but the like story mode is about actually having a band and you have to make decisions about the band. Like, do you want to buy a conversion van to tour or do you want to hire a manager?
So like, same as before.
That was another one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh.
I'm Josh. I'm torpedoing your dreams. Anyway.
Well, you know, you could have just let it go so we could keep talking about it. But apparently they had that before.
Well, that's interesting. So does your decisions like in the game like affect scores or like...
Yeah, it affects the amount of money that you get and the amount of fans that you get. So
gotcha.
If you like play some sort of corporate sponsored, like, I don't know, concert, then you'll make more money, but maybe not as many fans. Or if you play, like, you know, some cool venue instead of the big stadium, you might make more fans than money.
Okay.
Kind of adds an interesting layer over top of just playing music.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And you can set your set lists before some of the songs. Sometimes you vote on what song you want to listen to. Your different band members will vote.
Okay.
That wasn't in it before that I know of.
Nope.
It's cool. It's I'm kind of wishing I didn't buy Lego Dimensions last week just because they're both really expensive. And I've spent way too much money on video games for 1 month.
Yeah.
How's the song selection look?
It's pretty good. There's a lot more stuff, good stuff you can get from the online store than what's actually in the game. It's got a Proto Man song. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
It's got Light Up the Night.
That's a good one. If there was going to be a Proto Man song, it would be that one.
Yeah. What's Up, the song made famous by that He-Man video.
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
Which should be the song for this episode.
We should. Yeah, okay. We'll remember that.
What other good ones were there?
Well, there's some U2 in there.
Yeah, there's some U2 in there.
Nice.
Can you export any of your songs? No, I guess there wouldn't be a compatible save file for this one, would there?
You can get your old DLC back, but you have to be on the same system as you were before. Because before I had it on Xbox, and now I have it on a PlayStation 4, so I can't get my DLC songs.
So it'll go from like 360 to Xbox One?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I heard you have to go through and download each song like one at a time through their store.
Like yeah, you
can't just bulk import. So if you have to like have your spreadsheet of like what songs you had downloaded from the old game and like go through and go, okay, this one and this one and this one.
Oh god.
And a lot of the songs from Lego Rock Band are missing.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which kind of sucks because they had a lot of like dumb fun karaoke ones.
Like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, or Crocodile Rock. There's no Beatles songs, but
of course
nobody
not.
Expected that. Yeah,
no. Yeah. That was the only Rock Band that didn't really import with the other ones.
Yeah, doesn't play nice with the other ones. I didn't think that the clothing selections were as good as the previous games were. It felt kind of sparse.
Well, how do you know they're showing everything yet?
Oh yeah, that's true. It might not be showing everything.
Further you get, they might unlock cooler stuff.
But it is showing me stuff I can't buy yet. I don't know.
There'll probably be DLCs. We're in the age of the DLC.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even have put glasses on my guy that aren't sunglasses.
Huh.
That's lame.
Yeah. Because you could do it before.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. And it'll probably get better as time goes on. Because they said this is the only Rock Band they're doing for this generation. They're not going to put out a bunch of sequels and flood the market again. They're just going to keep improving on the one that's there.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like there didn't need to be, like, the billion ones that there were before.
Yeah.
Just add to the one. Just give me songs.
There was one point during the music game craze that there was a Rock Band coming out for every month of the year.
What?
They released 12 Rock Band games. Or not Rock Band. Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it was Guitar Hero.
12
yeah.
Guitar Hero games in 1 year.
Oh, God. That was, like, the year we had, like, Guitar Hero Aerosmith and yeah. Guitar Hero. Man.
The Green Day one.
Or was that Rock Band?
I think there might have been.
There was a Green Day, but I thought that might have been a Rock Band.
You know what? I think it was. I think it was the Rock Band thing.
Yeah, it came out after the Beatles one. But yeah, but Guitar Hero.
That's a big step down, the Beatles to Green Day. I mean, I don't hate Green Day or anything, but that's a big step down.
Well, it depends what Green Day you're talking about.
Yeah, if it's 90s Green Day, then...
It's a step down, but not that bad. Modern Green Day? Oof.
God, there were a lot of Guitar Hero games. Guitar Heroes 80s edition, Guitar Heroes 1 through 3.
There was a fourth one too, wasn't there? It was one with like a dumb storyline.
There's a new Guitar Hero coming out.
It looks awful.
Yeah, it really does. It's dumb.
It uses full motion video for everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Talk bad about FMV.
It looks awful, and they changed the way it works. The buttons aren't colored; they're just black and white, and you don't have to use your pinky.
Okay, well, I can never do that anyway. I have dumb hands.
At one point during the video game craze, I'd gotten pretty good at that, yeah. But I don't think I can anymore.
I think that's just part of the game is learning how to use that part of your hand. Like it feels like it's making it they're like baby-izing it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Baby-atizing? I don't know. I'm making up
infantizing?
Words. Infantizing?
Babyality.
They're appealing to the casuals.
Dirty, dirty casuals. Get out of here. It's okay. When I play Rock Band, I look like a total idiot on drums. I'm pretty sure I look like Animal from the Muppets.
Well, you've got the hair for it.
Woman!
Did you watch the new Muppets?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
I did.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there were some parts that were more Muppety.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'll have to catch that here in a little bit.
Oh, it was about Fozzie.
Yeah, it was a Fozzie-centered episode.
Oh, then it was a good episode then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently Rolf owns a bar.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because he made an appearance.
Okay, that's actually kind of fitting.
Yeah.
For Rolf, I think.
And then,
Muppets were drinking beer. It made me feel really weird.
Yeah, Kermit was drinking a beer.
Yeah, he was commenting on how he doesn't like craft beers. He's like, I don't need pumpkin spice in my beer.
Kermit, no.
Well, you know, in the original Muppet movie, they drank the cheapest champagne they could find, and I mean...
Oh, yeah. Fozzie even, like, says to Rolf, he's like, Rolf, get me the best champagne you've got under $10 for me and my best buddy Kermit.
It was weird to see Kermit in front of a mug of beer, though.
Huh.
I don't think it's so much they were, like, you actively saw them drinking it, but it was definitely sitting there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know what? Again, they're trying to, you know...
I know.
Make it more for the adult...
Miss Piggy has a Muppet dog.
Yeah, she's had that one.
Is it Fru-Fru?
Has she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always forgot about that.
Yeah, it's Fru-Fru.
Have they touched on Gonzo and his chicken wife
speaking
yet?
Speaking of that...
Yeah, that was another thing in this episode. He's trying to date a Muppet woman.
Well, we didn't know she was a Muppet woman until she walked in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gonzo had an online dating profile, and he used a picture of Liam Hemsworth as his profile picture,
awesome.
And they got Liam Hemsworth into the show to help, like, because Gonzo was like, she doesn't know what I really look like. Oh, man. And so they got Liam Hemsworth to come and, like, can you pretend to be me for, like, 5 minutes just to open it up and see if she's okay with me not looking like you, and then let it go from there.
That's weird. So what's going to happen? Where's Camilla the chicken?
Yeah, that it didn't seem true to the character.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they thought that's too weird. Oh, my God. And then there's
Chip, the IT guy.
Oh, God!
The most terrifying Muppet I think I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
He's creepy looking.
He's been in the background of the other episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, they digitally make his Muppet pupils blink. And it's creepy.
I don't know if I like that.
It's Was that digital?
I don't know.
I don't know, but either way, it looks creepy.
Yeah, the way he blinks is weird.
He has, like, this big, like, bug eyes.
Yeah, he's got huge bug eyes, and, like, they're like, who are you? He goes, I'm Chip, the IT guy.
He's, like, a big melon-headed Alton Brown kind of looking guy.
Oh, man. Okay, I think I know the one you're talking about, actually, if he's been in the background.
Yeah, he was in, like, one of the promo ads, too, and they're like, who are you again? He goes, I think I was in one of the specials.
Okay, yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Oh, yeah, he's creepy, and he's weird. And, like, he just pops up randomly. Like, at one point, like, Kermit's sitting there kind of talking to himself. And he's talking about how, like, and he's talking about how Fozzie's his best friend and everything. And, he, like, Chip, like, stands up. And he's got, like, this headlamp on. And he's like, that was beautiful. You should go to him. If you don't, I will.
Oh, wow.
And he keeps trying to insert himself into everybody's
adventure.
Yeah, plots. And then, like, they're gonna introduce this guy. Is he gonna come up in another one of the stories, or no? He doesn't. Huh. They just kind of introduce him, and that's it.
Huh? Weird.
Yeah, he's disturbing looking Muppet. It was a pretty good episode. I think I liked it better than last week's.
It's still maintaining to be a solid show.
Well, good. I hope it lasts. I really do.
I'd like at least 3 seasons out of it. I mean,
yeah.
6 seasons in a movie.
Yeah, well, we already have the movie, so...
Lots of them.
6
Lots
movies in a season.
So, I guess my check it out is TV started coming back.
Yeah, I know, right?
The TV gods giveth and the TV gods taketh away. Fear the Walking Dead's done, and now they're releasing these Walking Dead shorts online.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. It's called Fear the Walking Dead Flight 456 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's about the outbreak on a plane.
Oh, nice.
And I guess it's going to introduce a character that's going to pop up in season 2.
Okay.
Let's see here. Rick and Morty ended. Star vs. Evil ended.
I hope that gets picked up for another
season. I really do. I really do enjoy it. It's really good. And I really love the art style and everything.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sleepy Hollow came back. And I watched the first episode of that this season.
I'm sure Orlando Jones is thrilled.
Except he's not in it.
Oh, he's not in it this
season? Oh, no, he said he wasn't coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah, he said he wasn't coming back. To be fair, last season really was not that great.
Okay.
Like, it started off strong, and then it just kind of fell off.
Gotcha.
This season starts off kind of weird. Mm. It's like they did an eight or 9 month time jump. And I'm still really awkward and weird about how they're going to do a Bones crossover.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem to fit.
No, they don't mash at all. The only thing they share is they're on the same network.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
right?
We have.
Yeah.
Episode title, Sleepy Bones.
That's it. Yeah, you're right.
But, yeah. The big bad seems to be Pandora from Legend. No more Headless Horseman.
Okay.
He's been destroyed.
Wow.
Well, then what's the point of the show?
I don't know. I don't know. More weirdness. And apparently Betsy Ross was not just the flag lady, but this awesome, badass lady spy for Washington, because everyone's a spy in revolutionary times in that show.
Why not?
It was an okay episode. I haven't watched this week's yet, because everything comes out on Tuesdays. All the shows, everything comes out on Tuesdays. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back.
Yeah.
With a, not a bad episode.
It came back last week, didn't it?
Yeah. Everything came back like last week.
Right.
This is me catching up on stuff.
Ah, okay, I see.
Flash came back. Arrow starts.
And now I did catch Flash.
Yes, I have not caught Flash yet.
Okay, so
he's hard to catch.
He is. Yeah,
I'm just not quick enough.
Yeah.
but no, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back, and it wasn't a bad opening as far as episodes go.
That's not a very reassuring thing
to say. No.
That's how people, when they talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's usually the tone they take.
It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
No, it wasn't bad. Not all the characters are back, I guess. I think maybe different people had different schedules or something, so they had to kind of write in a quick thing why they're not there right now. Coulson dealing with not having a hand. Or did you watch last
season? No, I didn't watch any of last season. I kind of dropped off.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, he's handless. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they can just clone him a new one or whatever they needed to do, right?
They're kind of Luke Skywalker in him right now.
Oh, robot hand.
Yeah, he keeps getting weird robot hands.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Special effects-wise, it's great. But you know, they do have a lot of money behind it.
Well, sure.
They got that. They got that mouse money.
Yeah. Although I heard some at some point this season. What's his name? Janosch from Ghostbusters 2. And he was in the first season as the Asgardian that
oh,
was when they were doing
the anger stick.
The anger stick. I hear he's coming back for a couple episodes this season.
I hadn't heard that yet. Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty much the premise of this season is they're building the Secret Warriors.
Okay, yeah.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. group of superpowered people. Sky is officially adopted the name Daisy.
Right.
Everyone's calling her Daisy now.
Because they've shoehorned her into an existing character.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Marvel Universe.
Her and her dad kind of reconciled at the end of last season.
Right. I did catch the last episode of last season.
Yeah.
They're trying to set all the groundwork for the Inhumans movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which they're going to... They have an uphill battle for that, I think, because they're like mutants, but they're not.
Yeah.
But their backstory is way more convoluted.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. But hey, it's probably going to have Vin Diesel in it, so.
Yeah.
The movie, at least.
Yeah. Who's in not playing a tree man. But, yeah. They're
Wait,
really...
Would that make him the first person to play more than one Marvel Universe person?
Well, yeah, but I mean, technically, he's playing, like, one part over two different characters because Black Bolt doesn't speak. His whole thing is he has Sonic Scream that he can't control.
Oh.
So he doesn't speak. And then Groot, he does speak, but you don't see him. So. You know, you're getting two halves of one, like, actor,
yeah,
I guess.
Groot doesn't look like Vin Diesel, so I don't think it messes up the vision that much.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it the vision. I don't think it messes up. It's just weird. I'm just wondering if anybody else has done that.
No, I don't think they have.
Chris Evans. I know it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
He was on fire. In Captain America.
Yeah.
But no, it's not bad. There's a big alien. There's a big monster threat that I've yet to determine who it is. He's a big quilled guy who can open portals or something. He's
Flash.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the Inhumans. Yeah, yeah. He's like second tier, like...
Peter Quill.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's running around killing Inhumans. Basically, all Inhumans are awakening all over Earth because the Terrigen kind of got into, like, the world's, like, fish supply.
Hey, that's what's happening in the comics right now as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny how that works out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But no, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. I looked to see more on what they're going to go with it.
Cool.
The guy who plays Fitz had a great scene.
Good. He's a good actor, I hope.
Yeah, he had, like, his character is dealing with Simmons being missing. Not very well at all.
Well, sure. And he wasn't dealing with that well last season as well.
Yeah, when she was
like... Because he had, like, brain damage, right?
Yeah, he had brain damage from, like, lack of oxygen because of Ward.
Yeah. Does he still have the brain damage, or is it...
They kind of...
Did he get better?
They kind of worked that last... toward the end of last season, he was getting better.
Okay.
He's still got a weird... I don't know about now, but he's been running around the Earth looking for clues to find Simmons.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because the big Kree rock kind of swallowed her.
So he went from possible brain damage to maybe mad scientist.
Yeah, pretty much. Slash, I'm doing a lot more field work than I probably should.
Gotcha.
Like, he almost gets killed by some extremists in Morocco.
Mm.
But no, it's good. I like it as far as the superhero shows are going.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, haven't caught up to The Flash. But
I'm excited for iZombie to come back. I think that's maybe next week.
No, this week.
No, this week? Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yep, you'll have something to watch on Hulu sometime.
I have lots of stuff to watch on Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Bones came back. That episode was... I haven't watched it, but I read a lot of stuff about it.
Mm.
Because David Boreanaz got hurt before the series, they didn't know if he was going to be able to come back or not. They did this whole thing where, like, he might be dead. We don't know.
Ah, okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
What they do. That's all I've really checked out is this TV.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of just real quick hits. I caught the entirety of Con Air the other night at work.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
I love that movie. That's probably one of Nicolas Cage's better roles.
Excellent hair.
Yeah. It's very on point. It's on point.
But no, really good movie, and I did some reading up on the behind the scenes. I guess that movie was being rewritten like every day.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's and the actors that were in it, besides Cage, hate it so much. John Cusack won't answer questions in interviews about Con Air. And John Malkovich, I guess, reportedly was super frustrated because his character was being rewritten like every day when he'd get back to the, you know, the set. That's why his character is so wildly like erratic from scene to scene. Yeah. But no, really, really good, really dumb action movie. Just the dumbest of action movies.
It was, you know, back in the golden age of the 90s action flicks.
Where you didn't have to think about
it. Yeah.
You just could, things exploded, people got shot, and the hero wins all the time.
Pretty much.
Do you know Dave Chappelle was in that?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he plays like a little hyperactive, you know, inmate that actually kind of sparks off the major criminals getting loose on the plane.
Huh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
God, it's been so long since I've watched that movie.
Yeah. Oh, I recommend sitting down and watching
it. Going over it again?
Yeah, just because it's dumb.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Of course you're not.
Yeah.
Of course not, yeah. Beyond that, let's see. Like I said, watched The Flash. We really don't want to get into spoilers too much, but it's a good episode. It takes place about 6 months after the end of season one. And they kind of go in flashback in clips here and there and kind of have flashbacks and show how they solved the major like crisis at the cliffhanger, essentially. The majority of the major cast is back. Tom Cavanaugh is still in the credits.
Yeah, I heard he's supposed to come back, so I'm wondering maybe.
Well, it's supposedly the actual Harrison Wells, not like the Reverse Flash being.
Ubert Thrawn.
Yeah, right. Whatever. But no, it was good. They set up the two major plot points for this season, Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
They tease Jay Garrick like right at the very end. And actually, the villain that they fight was heavily implied to be like a doppelganger from Earth 2.
Oh, okay.
From the parallel. Because they go and investigate a murder. And it's this guy, this Al Rolstein or whatever. And come to find out, the villain is this guy. But he's dead and in the morgue. So how are there two of them? It's teasing that there is a doppelganger second Earth he was trapped on this Earth and in an attempt to like integrate himself into this society.
He had to kill his
Earth One version of himself, I guess. Something like that. It's weird. They also tease Zoom, the other evil Flash.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Professor Zoom, the Reverse Flash.
Well, there's Professor Zoom, there's Reverse Flash, there's and too much.
This time they're calling him Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah. And but that was good. The only other thing I really checked out is an RPG on Steam called Undertale. Great. And that is
great game.
It's pretty good. I really kind of like it. It's doesn't cost hardly anything. It was real cheap.
It's like $10.
Yeah. It's really interesting, the dynamic of the game, because most RPGs, you go in, you fight monsters, you level up, and then you fight stronger monsters.
Stronger monsters.
Yeah, this one, you can actually choose to not fight anything in the game. Like, go completely pacifist. Like, talk your way out of battles.
That sounds fun,
It's great, and there's a humor to this game that it almost feels like some of the RPG games that were spoofed on Homestar Runner. Like the Strong Bad emails, like whenever you see like, you know, the Trogdor game and they like put jokes and stuff in. It kind of reminds me of that. It's really funny.
It's very Earthboundian.
Yes, very Earthboundy. But no, I dig it.
How would you compare it to, say, like, you know, like Monkey Island and stuff like that?
It's not a point and click.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It is an RPG.
Yeah, it's like a Super Nintendo RPG kind of style.
Yeah. Very simple graphics. I mean, it's nothing fancy.
It's an indie game, right?
Yeah. It actually, well, again, it looks a lot like Earthbound or maybe one of the mid-level Dragon Quest. At least the battle sprites, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the battle system's weird in that you can dodge attacks. Like, whenever somebody uses an attack, a little window shows up, and you move this heart around in the window and try not to get hit by the stuff flying by.
Oh, okay.
Almost like a side scroll, like a shooter, kind of. Only you're not shooting, you're just dodging.
Kind of like a bullet hell kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Really interesting. And, like, has a surprisingly deep, like, story to it as well.
while at the same time being incredibly super funny. Silly. Yeah.
Okay.
Silly. That's a perfect way to describe it. Actually,
Polygon said it was Earthbound meets WarioWare, but I think the WarioWare part is doing it a disservice.
Yeah. Actually, I heard right now it's on Metacritic. It's like the top-rated game for this year or something like that.
Yeah, I can see that. It's really good.
Yeah, and some people are even going so far as saying it's going to be like Game of the Year contender. This little, you know, $10 indie game developed by one guy.
Yeah, might with be a Game Maker.
Yeah. And that's really the reason why I had to pick it up, because it was, you know, well, that and because it was cheap. Let's be honest. But
I tell you, there are some strong indie games out there that are not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love giving love to like the, you know, indie game people.
Oh, sure.
Well, the AAA expensive games just kind of get worse and worse.
Yeah. Tony Hawk 5.
Oh, that looks like a train wreck.
I heard it. That is just a
it's really super glitchy.
A cacophony of glitches and just garbage.
Which stinks, because I really liked those games back in the day, the Tony Hawk games.
Well, then you might like this one, because apparently it looks and acts exactly like it did back in the day. Like, I've heard that it has, like, a PS1 era, like, almost graphics. And, like, on PS4.
Ugh.
Or, like, Xbox One, like, real bad.
Which is weird, because, like, on Xbox Arcade, they brought out an HD remake of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Yeah, actually, a review I listened to suggested that, hey, when they do Tony Hawk 6, why don't they just use Tony Hawk 2 and make a bunch of new levels and just call it Tony Hawk 6?
Yeah.
God, I used to play the crap out of Tony Hawk 2.
Yeah, they were great games. They were fun. They were different at the time.
Yeah, back in the skater craze of the 90s.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. I mean, there was like every other game was like a skater game.
Oh yeah.
I was big into them. And skateboarding, but I was not a very good skateboarder.
No, I wasn't very good either.
I mostly just sat on the board in the parking lot.
Looked the part.
I think I owned a skateboard when I was a kid.
I had a couple skateboards.
I don't think I ever did anything with it. I was not the most agile child.
Well, one thing that kind of sucked, like out where I lived growing up, is we didn't have sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. And same here. Yeah.
And our road was not smooth. It wasn't like living in the city, where the roads were a little smoother. It was really, just really rough, kind of like cheap road.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, my skateboarding would be just the driveway. Just back and forth. Just wheel up one side of the driveway, wheel back the other side.
I lived in Prospect, and there was plenty of places to skate.
That's, yeah. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll try to knock out some of this news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
And we're back. That was What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
And we're back.
Oh my god, I'm back. Oh, awesome. We have a little bit of news we're going to get into here. You guys heard about this Pepsi Perfect stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm stupid excited.
Awesome, moving on.
No. Yeah. But well, anyway, it's a great idea. No, in lieu of the anniversary of the date, technically, it's like the 30th anniversary of the Back to the Future trilogy, I guess. And kinda. But the date in the future which Marty McFly travels to in Back to the Future 2, Pepsi is releasing Pepsi Perfect, which was seen in the film in the 80s cafe.
October 21st, 2015.
15, yes.
Yeah. Why did I blank on the year? That's the easiest part.
But basically, it's regular Pepsi made with real sugar. Bottle styled exactly as it was in the movie. It's a very limited release. They're only making like five or 6,000 of them.
6,500.
There we go. And the cost of each bottle is $20.15.
That's ridiculous.
It's 2015.
But you know what? If it's a super limited edition kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shoot. Well,
I kind of want to buy two.
One to drink and one to sell?
Yeah, or one to drink and one to keep. Maybe I should get three. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you crack one open and drink it, you could always refill it with Pepsi. It's the same Pepsi.
True, true. But part of me doesn't want to, like, open it and break the seal.
Oh, you collector.
It happens. It's
collector mentality.
I'll sell it in 10 years.
No, you gotta take your toys out of the package. You gotta drink the pop that's in the thing. You know? Come on, man.
You gotta play with the soda.
That's right. You play with the soda.
You gotta open the package, play with the soda. Get your hands all sticky.
Pee that pop out.
But anyway.
It's $20 pee.
Yeah, it's gonna be...
It's a $20 bottle of future pee. I can't rationalize spending $20 for regular Pepsi. I don't even like Pepsi.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I didn't know that it was going to be like this limited edition. I could see, I mean, I won't spend $20 on it, but I could see how people would. But if they were like just printing a whole, like 100,000 of these bottles,
yeah,
$20 would be ridiculous.
Oh, God, yeah. But apparently, if you don't want to spend $20, if you go to New York Comic Con and you're dressed as Marty McFly, you can get one for free.
Yeah, Pepsi is taking 1,500 of the 6,500.
Yeah,
to Comic Con,
which is this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh man, we might have some news for next week.
Cut that out.
No, I'm not cutting that out. I'm not cutting this part out either. I don't care.
So your Marty McFly Halloween costume that nobody got who it was will actually be of use to you if you go to New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Hey, I have seen a couple really great, like, Marty McFly's, like, the last couple years at, like, Wizard World and stuff.
You know, his costume is actually not that difficult to come up with. It's a red vest with a flannel shirt and...
But I've seen people, like, find, like, the actual, like, print of, like, the shirt he wore and stuff. It's okay. Crazy.
Well, that's a little crazy, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all kinds of bad... I mean, there's the 3-disc trilogy Blu-ray special edition coming out.
Yeah.
For Back to the Future, and that's where we get, like, the short with, like...
Doc Brown.
Also, for this Pepsi thing, they released a commercial for Pepsi Perfect.
That's cool.
And it's all, like, in, like, the 1985...
Version of the future.
Of 2015.
That's
cool. It's great. There's Hoverboard. There's a Pepsi robot.
Awesome. Why don't we have Pepsi robots?
I don't know.
We are in the future. Where are our robots?
Where are our robots? Where are our flying cars? Where are our self-lacing shoes? Which are coming.
Yeah, they actually, yeah.
Yeah.
The food hydrators.
The food. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I want to put, like, a little tiny pizza into a food hydrator and
make
pop
a big
out
pizza?
A giant pizza. Come on.
Where's our Mr. Fusion machines?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can get those. I mean, it's a novelty.
It's a prop. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, what is it? A car adapter plug thing? It's like a USB thing that you plug into your lighter. And it looks like the Mr. Fusion, like, in the...
Oh,
that's the flux capacitor.
That's the flux capacitor. It's got USBs for, like, phone charger.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get Mr. Fusions that you can, like, just have. I've seen a lot of people attach them to their cars, but...
Isn't that just a Mr. Coffee?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like a blender that you put on the back of your car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
But, there's that. They also released a trailer for Jaws 19.
Yeah, they did do that.
Telltale's remastering their Back to the Future game.
Are they?
Too, yeah.
Oh, good.
Nice.
The actual voice of Biff Tannen will be replacing whatever sound alike they got.
Really? They got him?
Yeah, which is weird because he said he would never do anything Back to the Future.
Yeah, in fact, he has an entire like musical like stand-up bit about how he'll never
do
Back to
the Future.
Back to the Future again. Huh. Which I may insert right here if I remember it.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question.
But no, it's a good time because Back to the Future is honestly, it's one of my favorite movie franchises.
Yeah.
Like, of all time. A lot of people give the third one crap. I still kind of like the third one.
It's still a good movie.
It's a solid movie. It's not on par with the other two, but it's a solid movie. And, I mean, the second one, really, it's good, but it's not...
It's not the first one.
Well, the whole thing was a joke at the end of the first one.
Yeah.
They weren't really planning on making a sequel. It was a joke.
But then they did anyway.
Well, they saw how much money they made with the first one. Oh crap, we gotta make more of this.
I don't know, the second one's kind of my favorite.
Oh really?
I just like the dumb future stuff though.
Yeah, the dumb future stuff is fun. The alternate 1985 is kind of, God, it's so depressing.
Yeah.
But then I like it when they go back to 1955 again and they're trying not to run into themselves.
Yeah.
Which makes for a lot of interesting cuts and callbacks and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Also, Biff Tannen is basically Donald Trump.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he really is. Oh, I love Back to the Future.
Good stuff. Well, moving on, we have like surprising amount of like Doctor Who news, actually.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, let's go with the easy one first. Have you guys seen those Doctor Who Legos?
Yes,
they're amazing.
They are pretty great, you know. And I'm not even a Doctor Who guy, and I think they are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll definitely buy them. It's like it's the TARDIS interior and a little TARDIS door that all fits together. It's really cool looking, and it's got two Daleks with it too.
That's cool.
And a Weeping Angel.
Yep. Do you think they'll do more of these of the Doctor Who sets now that they've done the one, or is this just a one-time kind of thing?
I think as of right now, it's just kind of a one-off thing.
I hope it's not, though.
Lego's got to know how popular Doctor Who is on both sides of the pond.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got they've already got a lot of the licensing already there with the Lego Dimensions game.
Yeah, they do have the
you get the 12th Doctor, you get the K-9 in the little pack, and
there's a Cyberman and Dalek pack coming.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a Lego Ideas thing. I thought they just had reached an agreement with the BBC.
No, it was, it's they've been trying through the Lego's Idea program for a long time. Well, that's how the DeLorean got made.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
And the Ghostbusters.
And the living room to the Big Bang Theory.
The most boring Lego set.
Did they actually make that? You can go down to the Toys R Us now and drop $60 on that today if you wanted.
I thought somebody just made that.
No, it's a real thing because I was like down there the other day and there's a bunch of them.
It looks like a sitcom living room.
Yep, and it's a lot. It's a lot of very tan bricks.
Yeah,
it's basically window dressing for the figs. That's it, really. Yeah.
I mean, I know I don't like Big Bang Theory, but even then, that is a really boring set for $60.
The set doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if the set had, like, different stuff to do, no, you just...
It's got a couch.
Set it, and that's... It's a couch in their living room.
But I could have Batman sitting in Sheldon's spot.
I guess. I mean,
it's a gag from the show.
I'm aware.
They might as well have made little Lego cameras and a Lego studio audience to go with it. Like it just,
that would have been great.
That would be hilarious. That would be clever. Yeah.
But yeah, I really want that. I kind of want them to make like Lego blind sets just to collect the other doctors.
That would be
cool. Yeah, like a Lego a minifig set
mm-hmm. like they did with the Simpsons.
Yeah. Yep.
Simpsons. Oh, I guess there's like a little Halloween Lego minifig blind bag thing right now.
Yeah, they're all really cool too.
God, I dropped really so cool much monsters. Stupid money on those blind bags though.
Yeah, I did too, and I don't know where any of them went.
Oh, mine's in a mason jar somewhere in here, hiding. I don't know where.
I have a couple pre-order Lego figures from the various Lego games at home.
Oh yeah,
I've got like Plastic Man and Bilbo Baggins
and
Jack Sparrow.
Nice.
That's the one thing that makes me sad about like the Lord of the Rings stuff is like the hobbits and the dwarves are the exact same height because they have the little stumpy legs that don't bend.
Two kinds of Lego leg.
Yeah. You've got regular Lego leg and then you've got stumpy don't bend Lego legs.
Well, at least they took the time to make the stumpy legs because there for a while, any short character, they were all just the same height. You just had to deal with it. You had to use your imagination. Pretend that they were shorter.
Forbid.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think they made the smaller legs for Yoda initially.
Yeah,
probably. You know, I love Legos, but the advent of all the licensed properties really boosted the prices on Legos, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah,
they were always expensive.
Legos, no, they always were, but at least they were expensive to the point where they were still feasible by normal people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they were expensive but manageable.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there are a million sets I'd love to have, but man, I cannot spend that kind of money on Legos.
$400 Death Star, $400 Super Star Destroyer. $400 shield helicarrier that looks amazing.
I don't even care about that. There's a spaceship, like an actual NASA-like spaceship.
Oh, I know.
That is super detailed and awesome, and I'd love to have it, but it's like $100.
Yeah,
I'm not going to spend $100 on a Lego set.
Yeah, I really want the the marine biology / sea exploration set that's out right now.
Yeah, there's a cool one of those.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
There is an underwater Batman set for $35 worth. It's the only place you can get the Aquaman fig, and I will not spend that kind of money on that. I refuse.
I really like the Gorilla Grodd Goes Bananas set.
That's
that
a good
Wonder
set.
Wonder Woman and the Invisible Jet.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. But it's like $60. I'm like, nope.
No.
There's a Scooby-Doo set out.
And I want the Mystery Machine so
I know.
Bad.
Steph wants the big haunted castle for like Halloween decorations.
That would actually be cool. That would actually be kind of justifiable.
Mm-hmm. I think that castle was like $60 or $80 or something like that.
That's not too ridiculous.
It's the big set for that line.
That's not horrible.
No, but there's the Mystery Machine, and then there's a haunted lighthouse that looks really cool with mm-hmm. like a haunted diver guy.
Yeah.
Listen to us rationalizing Lego prices.
I know, yep. Right?
By the end of this show, we're all going to go out and buy a bunch of Legos.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was before the Lego movie, I always kind of wanted to get like all the, like the Lego City stuff and set up a giant set.
Oh yeah, my dream it was always to build a model train set, but have it be the Lego train set with a train town that it goes around. I always wanted to do that, but my God. There's no way.
I know,
there's
right?
There's no way.
Yeah, the train sets alone are like $300.
Yeah.
Let alone enough bricks to build a city or something.
It's crazy.
But just think, you could have like the Batmobile waiting at a train crossing.
Yeah. Oh, do you think the Batmobile actually does that? Or do you think there's like a special way? Has Batman like deduced a way to like avoid all train tracks in Gotham City?
Probably. I mean,
he might have a jump jack like Speed Racer and just hop.
Yeah. But then he has to worry about, like, cars on the other side.
That's true.
Batwing.
Yeah, I suppose.
He's Batman. Grappling hook. He just leaves the Batmobile there like he did in the...
Leaves it parked.
Like in Batman Returns and just armadillo plates around it.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably got the train schedule programmed into the Bat computer.
That's true, yeah.
Also, you don't really see many trains around Gotham. But then I have to remember...
I guess you see more subways cars than trains.
Subways and
L train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then again, I mean, the Wayne Mariner is out in the middle
of
out
nowhere.
The country.
Yeah.
It's like suburb of Gotham.
Yeah. And then I have to remember that not all cities are like our little burg where you have to cross 100 train tracks to go
and you
anywhere.
You always get stopped by a train
at least once.
Sometimes the train's not even moving.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. When I'm going to work and it's just sitting there and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
What I got on the way home from work last night was one just sitting there.
Oh man, we have veered way off, way off base. But anymore, I plan on getting stopped by a train whenever I go anywhere. I factor it into my drive time. I'm like
extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I'm either 20 minutes early or 5 minutes late. There's never an in between.
And this has been Track Talk.
Yeah,
Track Talk.
Train overload.
That's the traffic.
All aboard the train overload.
Thank you for choosing us.
Oh, God. Well, getting back on track.
Oh, God.
I didn't even mean to do that. With the Doctor Who stuff, they're going to be putting out a bunch of audio series for Doctor Who featuring John Hurt, the
War Doctor.
I've seen action figures call him the Lost Doctor. Huh. Or the other doctor. The other doctor is what they're officially calling him.
Well, I thought he was always officially the War Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, then the toy manufacturers have gotten it wrong because...
Or maybe that's what they're calling him now.
Or they don't want to put war on the packaging for
that's
a
true.
Kid's toy.
Yeah, true. Well, you know what? There is a thing in Canada where you can't have war in the name of anything. You know what Transformers Beast Wars was called in Canada when it was on air?
What?
Transformers Beasties.
Beasties?
Beasties.
Because they can't say war on a children's television
Beast
show.
Beast skirmishes.
Yeah. Yeah, Transformers Beasties.
That's so stupid.
Anyways, John Hurt on Doctor Who audio series. What do you guys think?
That's cool. I like John Hurt. I liked him in that role.
Yeah, I loved him. I loved him as the skirmish physician. But no, his part was good. I like John Hurt as an actor anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've never listened to any of the Doctor Who audio series. I mean, they've done a bunch. Like, Paul McGann did a crap ton.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I've never listened to him either.
I want to.
Yeah.
Because I love Doctor Who, and I want more of that story. And I guess there's sometimes there's references, sometimes there's not. It's weird.
That's where the majority of the Seventh Doctor's stories are. because he was just the movie.
Eight.
See, not a Doctor Who guy.
I know.
The Eighth Doctor was just the movie.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, all of his ancillary stories come from are the audio series. Mm-hmm. And it was with the actor, whatever his name.
Paul McGann.
Yeah.
It was really cool when they brought him back for the little The Night of the Doctor special that premiered before the Day of the Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, like, when he popped up, I was like, oh my god, that is great. Deep cut right there. Thank you.
That 50th anniversary special was so good.
It was really good. It was probably one of the better bits of TV I've ever watched.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of Doctor Who stuff that I haven't got. Like, there's a crap ton of comics.
Yeah.
And there's books, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I've already got a billion Star Trek novels. Do I really need to start adding to that pile? And I've not read most of them. Mm. It's a lot of classic Trek, too, so it's like, ugh.
Oh, come on.
Classic Trek?
No, I like classic Trek, but I don't like classic Trek novels. Because they're generally not that great.
They are a little dry.
Just a wee bit. Especially the ones written by William Shatner himself.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Could always read Tech War instead.
There we go. Oh, God. Tech War. Hey, you want to talk about Vampirella?
Let's talk about Vampirella.
Yeah, I guess they're going to be... She's had a comic series for a while.
Well, yeah.
Sure, but...
Or like a reboot.
Yeah.
Within the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and I guess Kate Leth is going to be taking over writing duties, correct?
Which will be cool. It'll be a different direction for Vampirella.
I really like that new costume.
Yeah, she's got a new... Looks a lot tougher.
She looks more like your atypical vampire hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a Buffy-ish thing.
Buffy meets kind of like a Van Helsing meets Blade kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very modern. I like it. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't read really hardly anything of Vampirella ever,
I've read the first one of the reboot.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Is she still from the planet Vampire?
I don't think so.
Okay, because the original series, she was a space vampire alien.
From the planet Vampire.
From the planet Vampire.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It must suck to live there.
Oh, God. I'm going to change the name of the show to Dad Jokes. Overload. I feel like we've been hitting a lot of those this episode.
Yeah.
It's what I bring to the table. I am not a dad who has a slew of dad jokes.
But along with this reboot, or this new take on Vampirella,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Marguerite Bennett's going to be writing the
Red Sonja.
Red Sonja as well.
The She Devil with a Sword.
Mm-hmm. And she got an update as well, although
it's not quite as cool looking.
She still looks like a barbarian,
which barbarian cool. bikini yeah. lady.
Well, yeah. It looks more like a one piece bikini, like one piece swimsuit than a bikini.
That's okay. The armor protects the vital organs.
Yeah.
You can fight with exposed thighs, I guess.
Yeah.
There is something there, though, to the fact that she's so tough she can fight in basically metal underpants. That's kind of rationalizing this.
It is.
Yeah.
There was a comic I read once, a webcomic, where they talked about how they kind of explain how all these female characters in comics and stuff could have these really revealing outfits but still be protected. And it's basically a magical aura of, like, woman awesomeness. It was an interesting comment.
It sounds like it. But no, I mean, it's good. I mean, they're both strong female characters, and I hope that they... And
oh, yeah, definitely.
Having female writers on the books is definitely a boon.
Oh, yeah.
Especially these two.
Red Sonja already did.
But... Well, Red Sonja already did. It was Gail Simone, and she's an excellent writer to begin with.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I mean, I'm not sure if I only have so much money a month to spend on comics, honestly, and not that
they're not good enough, and you would get them in a sense that you, if I could,
but I just,
I'm kind of in the same boat. I mean, with me being the huge Star Wars fan I am and Marvel pumping out the Star Wars like crazy, it leaves little to my other books.
Yeah.
Speaking of comics, sort of relate comically. I messed that up.
Boy, try it again.
Speaking of things that are tangentially related to comics, Cartoon Network actually confirmed that they are working on a Justice League cartoon.
I am tentatively optimistic about it because The thing that made the original Justice League animated series great was Bruce Timm.
Yes, because Bruce Timm makes everything he touches gold.
And although, you know what, the Justice League bits in the Young Justice cartoon were pretty good as well.
Well, yeah. Young Justice as a whole was just a good comic.
It was a good...
Or a good series.
Yeah.
It was the Teen Titans with the stuff that you actually care about.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, I'm interested. I'll check it out. It sounds okay.
Yeah, the original Justice League shows are some of the best Justice League stuff I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah, a year or two ago, I went back when Netflix had them on there, and I went back and I rewatched, like, Batman Beyond, Justice League, and Justice League Unlimited. Yeah. And I forgot how good the writing was in the Justice League series.
It was tight.
And the fact that there are were enough like adult jokes in the show that was like it's solid. It's funny, it's to the point, and it was just great.
I love Justice League Unlimited. It was really
Unlimited was excellent. Yeah.
Especially in the they brought in the other characters, and like there's the one episode where all like the D-list Justice Leaguers were fighting General What's-His-Face. Crap. I can't remember.
Oh, Ealing.
Yeah, yeah.
He took over the body of the Shaggy Man.
Yeah, he became a big monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voice of J.K. Simmons coming out of a giant shaved monkey man.
J.K. Simmons? I thought it was Clancy Brown.
No. It's Clancy Brown in the live
action.
Oh,
that's right.
That's J.K. Simmons in the cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I love J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
I love the farmer's commercials because of him.
He's in Gravity Falls now.
Oh, he is.
He's the voice of Stan's twin.
Really? Interesting. Oh, cool. Hmm. I've been meaning to get back onto the Gravity Falls
train.
I
wish they would just release DVDs. I would buy them.
Yeah, they
everyone
really
would buy them.
Yeah, I would buy a box set of those.
You see, that's the thing with that. It's a weird catch-22 because they will base because I know about this because they did the same thing with a regular show. If they will base the need for an actual season box set based on like the DVD packs where they put like five random episodes.
Oh, I hate that.
And no one buys those because they know if enough eventually down the line, there's probably going to be a full season set. But then if you don't buy those little ones, then they're not going to print them. It's a snake eating its own tail kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's an age gap between those. The random episode thing, that's a thing for kids to put on.
Yeah.
And get five random episodes of a show. But, like, if you're not a kid, you're going to want that whole season.
I mean, it took them forever to even put out Adventure Time seasons.
Yeah.
That's true.
But now they're doing it more regularly. Because one or two come out a year, it seems like.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's to the point with Adventure Time that it's a money-making juggernaut, with merchandise and everything, where there's really not a whole lot of merchandise for Gravity Falls. You have the little action figures, and you have the Dipper Pines hat, and...
Yeah, that's about it, really.
You have a stuffed pig.
Yeah.
Waddles.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's about it. And it's the same thing with regular show, although regular show is starting to get a little better about the toys and stuff.
There's a lot of merchandise, like, in the Hot Topics and stuff for regular show.
Yeah, that seems to be, like, the progression. There's, like, no merchandise, and then Hot Topic merchandise.
Gets, like,
and
a hoodie. They get a hoodie, and then all of a sudden it explodes.
And then you find it in Walmart and Target and places like that.
Yeah. I mean, besides the fact that Disney's is kind of bad about putting DVD sets out anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not real on top of it.
No.
It took them 9 years to put out the final season of Gargoyles.
Yeah, true.
Since the other DVD release.
Although there is a deal with that, because the third season of Gargoyles didn't have the original creator on board with it. So, and there was
also not a good season.
Also that. But there was some legal stuff in there as well, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I heard they were making there's going to be a Gargoyles comic with that was going to be like the real third season.
I think I heard about that
had the actual creator involved with the scripts and stuff.
Honestly, like Disney TV series in the 90s were amazing.
Oh yeah,
I mean, yeah, Darkwing Duck and the DuckTales, Tailspin, Chip and Dale, Gargoyles.
Yeah, and we've gone over this a million times, but it's worth repeating. It's good stuff.
Speaking of old cartoons that I loved, the British cartoon Danger Mouse, which is older than dirt, but you can watch it on Hulu, and it's really great.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
It's still pretty good. It's a little hard to watch because it's so dated and kind of weird, but it's really, really good. It's getting a movie.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back.
I really don't know much about Danger Mouse, other than it was some of the first work of Ralph Bakshi, the guy who did Cool World,
yeah,
and like Fritz the Cat,
yeah,
and a bunch of other.
It's very much in his style.
Yeah,
but yeah, it basically Danger Mouse, British secret agent.
Yeah,
with his cowardly sidekick Penfold.
Penfold, yep.
Was he a gerbil?
Something like that.
Or a hamster?
Something like that. And then his main antagonist was a big frog guy. He was like kind of like a businessman, but he's like nefarious Bond villain-esque kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's interesting. You know, really just, if you've never heard of it or you've never seen it, at least go on Hulu or something and watch like the first couple episodes. And it'll give you pretty much a basis on what the show basically is.
It's mostly for kids, but occasionally they'll sneak in a really clever, really funny joke. Basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of British slang that you might not understand.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's actually going to be it for the week. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on Facebook, if you're into that, at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
And we broke 300.
Yay!
As of right now, 303 likes. So by the end of the year, I want to get I want to try to get 400 by the end of the year. That's probably asking too much. We're probably not going to do it. But if you're on Facebook, give us a like. Why not?
Share the page with your friends.
Yeah, totally.
You can also tweet stuff at us at @nerd_overload. You know, song requests, questions, rude limericks, just whatever you want.
Yeah, I would prefer a few rude limericks. You know, that would be awesome.
Or if you don't like Twitter, you can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
Also, if you tried to email us the past week, we might not have gotten it. So
yeah, we had a little trouble with that. But yeah, if you tried to send us an email, yeah, resend it. Why not? What the heck? Anyway, I think that's it. So thank you for listening, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.